KNNA LP FM 95.7 Lincoln, Nebraska.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool exists for three reasons. We exist so that children can serve to the best of their abilities in any vocation God calls them to. We exist so that children are superbly equipped with the tools of learning for further education at any level. And we exist first and foremost so that children will spend eternity with Christ in heaven. Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool, proclaim Christ, prepare the foundation, equip for vocation.
As many of you already know, KNNA 95.7 La Crosse operates entirely on volunteer work. It also functions entirely on donations. That's right, donations provided to the station by listeners like you. If you would like to help KNNA grow and continue, please consider a donation. You can go to the web at thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org for more information and to donate.
KNNA FM 95.7 is radio. Radio is a communication medium, nothing more. KNNA is designed to be confessional Lutheran, Lutheran community informative, and family and entertainment. Our broadcasting can assist the shut-in who can't come to church on Sunday. It can help the hospitalized for the same reason. It can help the person whose work schedule is unfriendly to Sunday morning worship. All so that the Word of God might be heard. Yes, there is a level of outreach connected to FM 95.7. But FM 95.7 is not the church. It is not intended to take the place of the congregation or its pastors or their work. It is FM radio, a communication medium. We are all volunteer. Most of our programming is automated. There is no office or staff or phone watch. If there are pastoral concerns that you would like assistance with, or you would like to speak with our pastors, please contact Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 402-423-7639 during normal business hours, or come by the church at 3825 Wildbriar Lane. We'll be happy to assist you.
Six, seven, eight.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
And I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And I'm David. Hello.
Hello.
We
have a couple other people up here.
We do.
We do.
One has never been here, and then the other is a seasoned veteran. still can't say a word, literally no words yet.
Mama, she, Papa, Dada.
Right, well, Baba. I'm in the important ones like Auntie Ashy.
Oh!
And Diamonds.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm,
and she's sitting over here smiling.
That's right, honey.
So, Penelope is up here, and Grandma!
Yay!
Carl's mom is up here.
Yeah, she's never been up here.
She has a name besides Grandma. It's Diane.
Yeah. So anyway, today, got a good show.
I'm excited. Me too.
Yeah. So today is going to be our decades day for the 60s, and we're doing Broadway. Last week we did movies from the 60s.
Yes. Well, so now we're doing 1960s Broadway.
Yeah.
Music tonight.
So we've got, 11 of them?
Yeah. We're trying to play a little bit more music instead of, everybody listening to us talk, because it's kind of like, wah, wah, you know?
We're starting to enter in the golden era, the golden age of the musicals, and I started working on already on the 50s, and I think I have over 100 for movies I have to, sift through.
Oh, so you texted me and said 900.
Well, that was more of a joke. That was me, exaggerating a smidge.
I know.
Just a skosh. But, yeah, there is a lot that we have to, dwindle it down, so. Should we go ahead and kick things off from 1969?
Yes.
With Angela Lansbury, right? Dear World?
I don't know. I'm not looking at my sheet.
Well, we'll go with it.
I don't know what's first up.
1969,
I'm sorry.
Dear World.
I've walked in the dawn on somebody's arm and looked at the lights along the shore. But I've never said I love you, so when I say I love you, you know I've never loved before.
Never there said I love you.
Yeah,
by
Pamela Hall.
Pamela Hall, not Angela Lansbury.
I was like, you were so gonna say Angela Lansbury.
Oh, you went talking to the mic. Oh, she's leaning. Gotta say hello.
She might. She got.
She's
first of all,
smiling.
She got a fry in her mouth. So
yep.
I don't know if it's gonna actually.
Can you say hi? Can you say
she'll scream at it, maybe?
Oh, don't pull that down.
Okay. Well, anyway, that. Jeez. So that came out on Broadway 1969. It played for 132 performances.
Wow.
I know. It's
a few.
That's not yeah.
It's a few.
It's a few.
I mean, there have been less. I forgot now which one, but there was one that only played for five. Do you remember? I don't even remember.
Like five performances.
Five performances, so and it flopped it real bad.
Yeah. Yucky.
Yeah. But anyways, no, it did pretty good. Angela Lansbury won for Best Actress. She won a Tony for it. So,
good
and
her.
It also got nominated for Best Scenic Scenery Design.
Oh, that's cool. Best Set Design or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, yeah. I guess let's.
Next one coming up is from
1968, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor
Dreamcoat.
I closed my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was waking. Any dream will do.
Any dream will do from Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, or the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat from 1968, sung by Bill Hutton, who played Joseph, and then the children, the ensemble. That musical ran for 747 Broadway shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So obviously it's way better than Dear World. No.
Sure.
Next up, we've got some Promises, Promises.
Yeah.
The musical. But this is actually from the 2010 new Broadway cast, because we could not find anything from...
There you go.
...the 1968 show,
right,
Promises, Promises.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah, Kristen Chenoweth, people.
So
come
I
on.
Said, eh, it's good enough.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
So, David, start us off. Let's do it.
I
was Say a Little Prayer for You from Promises, Promises.
Always
but
makes
that
me
was
think
sung by Christian Chenoweth from the 2010 new
yes.
Broadway version.
But we still wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it was awesome.
It always reminds me of the movie My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yup.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
With Julia Roberts.
Yep.
Anyways.
So
that's not what we're here to talk about.
My Best Friend's Wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yep.
Not not on the docket today.
All right, Ashley, what about Promises, Promises?
Well, it ran for just over 1,200 shows, or yeah, whatever. Had 1,200 performances. It has won 2 Tonys and had 6 other nominations, including for like Best Musical and then Leading Actress and a Featured Actor. Those were just some of the nominees, the nominations. And then the winning ones were the Featured Actor and a Featured Actress. I don't really know the difference between featured versus, I mean, I guess leading is leading,
is it
but
like
why? Yeah.
Supporting?
So I guess like supporting. Maybe why didn't they just put supporting? Penny's yelling at the fact that her water bottle just fell.
She dropped her water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. It's okay. It's just water. See, you're fine. We're okay. It's just water. Don't cry. It's fine.
She
all righty.
She just yelled at it.
Up next, we've got some MAME with, I believe this one is Angela Lansbury. Is it, Ashley?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Here we go.
Light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, it's today. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from sparklers, crash the cymbals, blow the bugle, something I needed and yet never knew. So stop the whistling and clapping, 'cause under the wrapping was you. And we'll give life quite a tumble, and we'll live life all the way.
Call the guns up, raise a racket, for the stars of Israel.
It's Today by Angela Lansbury from the... Sorry, Ashley's giving me weird looks. From the 1996 Broadway musical, Mame. Do you know that this was actually written for Judy Garland? The like the lead role of it was with Judy Garland in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And but he was actually talked out of it by her managers because they didn't think that she would be able to handle 8 weeks eight shows a week on Broadway. They just thought it would be too stressful for her, which
okay
it, yeah
sure.
Well, I mean, also at that point in time in the later 60s, I mean, Judy Garland wasn't the bright and shiny new star anymore. I mean, she was, I mean, I'm not trying to say anything because I love Judy Garland, okay, everybody, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people know that, but she just, you know, towards the end of her career, things just weren't
right.
Very good for her, and which ultimately led to, you know, unfortunately her passing and stuff like that. So
very sad.
Yeah. Anyways, we've got a little bit of Mana La Mancha coming up.
Woo-hoo!
I need to say yeah. So I'm trying really hard to work on that.
I wanted to play the Argentina
Evita.
Yeah, is that from Evita? Oh, see, I always do that. I always think it's from Mana La Mancha. Yeah, you're right. It's Evita. Never mind.
The Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Yeah, I always think
from Evita that we played last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the movie, and this is the musical that came out a year before. So it would have worked.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
I know.
It's fine.
This is a weird day today.
It really is. We're a little off.
It is.
Anyways, Mana La Mancha coming up.
Impossible dream to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong. From afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right. Scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
was Richard Kelly singing The Impossible Dream from the 1964 Broadway musical Men of La Mancha. I want to remind everybody that you are listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'm Ashley.
And
I'm Callie. Ashley. I'm not Ashley.
I was like, I'm Ashley. Wait a minute.
And Ashley and I are here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. bringing you the
it's just because I'm
from Broadway and movie musicals.
It's just because I'm so darn cool that you want
it
to
is.
Be me.
I
want to
be Ashley. She definitely does not want to be me. So, yeah, I just want to remind you guys. Notes from the Stage. We're here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Come join us. We're pretty awesome up here, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
So, David, let's play another song.
Okay. Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there. Full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime the cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night, where the lights are bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl. But we won't come home until we kissed a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about.
That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes.
Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your feet and buckles and bows.
Like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. For there's no blue Monday in
Sunday clothes. on your Sunday clothes.
Yeah.
From Hello Dolly.
Song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. From the 1964 Broadway show Hello Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little bit of Hello Dolly that we wanted to talk about. Not the Broadway show necessarily, but something to do with David.
Yeah, a community show.
Yeah.
Yep. Lincoln Community Playhouse is going to be performing Hello Dolly in September, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I got a chorus part. So
it's so exciting.
Going to be doing some singing and dancing.
Ashley and I are pretty pumped.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be so excited.
It's going to be fun.
I told David that even if he was going to be in a bad musical that I didn't really care for, I would still go see it, because it's for David.
Hello Dolly.
But it's Hello Dolly, so we're even more excited to go see it.
Yeah, it'll be good. They're going to do a good job on it.
Well,
yeah.
We'll be in the front row with signs that go, "Go David!" We're number one fans. We're going to do that.
Yeah, right in front, right during his number two, we're going to yell it. We're going to annoy everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just stand up with our signs. Go, David.
Yep, we'll get some t-shirts made.
Oh, yeah.
We should.
David t-shirts.
Yeah.
Who's David?
Team David.
He's not even one of the principals. What's wrong
with
you
people?
Will you
be out signing, signing cool autographs?
He doesn't have to be a principal to have a fan club.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I guess not.
Nope.
Go me.
So watch out for that coming out in September. And, the Lincoln Community Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've gone to so many shows there.
They do good work.
Yeah. And they have now the Penguin Program. Is that what it's called? Where it's specifically all of the characters and all the set design and things like that are... It's all people with developmental disabilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Will, who... actually, today's Will's birthday. I just thought about that. He was here last week with us.
Yep. He was very happy to be here.
He turned 21 today.
Oh, good for Will.
So happy birthday, Will. Good Not that he's Will. Probably listening. He's partying it up at home with his dog. So that's what they're doing. We're going to go there after this. But he actually got a part in it, and I can't remember what... Oh, they're doing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and it's next year. It's 2019, but they're all a part of it, so it's all... Somebody's being all
not happy with us.
Cranky. Anyways, up next we've got some... I'm sorry, everybody. Okay, I apologize for the crying kid. Here at the station, we're non-profit. Ashley and I and David don't get paid to be up here. We do it because it's fun, and we know other people really enjoy this music, so we like to bring it to you. So, yes, that also means that since I am a mom, and we've got to bring her up here every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize ahead of time if you hear a crying baby.
Mm-hmm. And eventually, when she's older, probably talking on the air at random.
Exactly. Oh, I think that would be so much fun.
Right?
Yeah. So, David, do you want to play this little ditty from Fiddler on the Roof?
All right.
Dear God, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below. There could be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh,
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, yidle-diddle-diddle-diddle man. I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reb Tevye, pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. La ri ra ri ri ra ra. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, I all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
That was If I Were a Rich Man, from one of my favorites, Fiddler on the Roof.
From 1964?
Yes.
So, that was sung by Zero Mostel, but...
He did...
That sounded awful familiar.
Sounded like the movie version?
Yeah.
Because it kind of was. But that's because he also was in the Broadway one.
There you go.
Yep.
Bam.
He played both.
Bam. Mm-hmm. Mind blown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like that.
I like that song.
Isn't
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this musical.
Have you performed that before, David?
I haven't. I would like to, though. That'd be a lot.
That would
kick.
Be. Yeah.
I've saw it. It was a church here. One of my other friends. We went and saw it at a church, and it was this huge production, and it was pretty cool.
At a church?
It. Yeah.
The church put it on. I'll be there.
Yeah. Huh. A big one. I don't even remember now the name of the church. I was little when it happened. But anyway.
Did you know that we used to put on melodramas here?
At
Sorry,
Good
were you about to... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we did two years in a row, we did some melodramas. I was actually in them.
Huh.
Yep. Yeah.
I did not know that.
That was actually kind of fun.
Bizarre. They should do that again.
I'm trying to think. I don't even think a lot of the people that helped or whatever... Are still here at the church, but no, it would be a lot of fun. It was a good time. We even had like the youth group, the little kids, the little youth kids. They were the peanut gallery. We made them hats with a peanut on it, and they would like throw popcorn and stuff because, well, we don't want to throw peanuts because we know people had peanut allergies.
Right.
But, take it figuratively. Like, it's, you know, a peanut gallery. So they'd, you know, do fun things like that. So when the villain would come onto stage, they would yell and stuff like
throw
that.
Throw popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Neat. It was a lot of fun. I'm sorry, Ashley, I was interrupting you because you wanted to talk about Fiddler on the Roof.
I do, because it's one of, you know, my favorites.
I know.
And it's one of those classics that it was like the first one to ever have over 3,000 shows.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it actually had 3,242 on Broadway alone. That's not including all of the other revivals, all of the other countries that did the musical. That's just the Broadway.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it's the 16th longest running show.
You know, and it's kind of funny because we're going from, you know, we started out in today's Broadway time and now we're mm-hmm. going, we're just kind of going back on the years. We're doing a countdown. And I just find it funny that, you know, for that time, that was a lot of Broadway shows for the 60s.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
A lot, yeah. This was me narrowing it down. I could have done easily 2 to 3 shows of just the 60s.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Broadway just skyrocketed through this time. Mm-hmm. So it's in the 50s.
Yeah, the 50s is, that's going to take a minute. We may, I don't know if we're going to, like I said, put it out into different shows or what we're going to do, but it's lengthy. So there's lots of them to choose from.
Sounds good.
So let's go ahead and
Carnival.
Love makes the world go round. Love makes the world go round. Somebody soon will love you. If no one loves you now, high in some silent sky, love sings a silver song.
Skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin, and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. We'll be right back.
Okay. That was Put on a Happy Face.
By Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
I love Dick Van Dyke, okay?
She was like reclined a little bit. And she just came flying up to the microphone.
See, by Dick Van Dyke from Bye Bye Birdie.
We've been trying to get Penny to talk into it.
She's putting her head up to the microphone.
She's like right there.
Say mama.
She's not going to do it now.
Say hi.
No, Mike shy.
It's all right.
Mike shy.
That's all right.
So originally, I heard that it wasn't originally called Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah, it had an original name. A different name.
What was that?
That they wanted to sing it, or say it. What?
What was it?
What? Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What was it called? I don't remember. I'm having a brain fart.
Well, gosh, don't do that.
I know. Those hurt, man. Let's Go Steady was what it was originally called.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Boy, did that hurt? Are you okay?
Can we just, like, have a do-over tonight?
No.
Nope.
So I'm just having a night where.
So you know they had Jesus Christ Superstar live. They had Hairspray live. They had.
Are they doing Bye Bye Birdie live?
Oh yeah. So
when
there was like random controversy, you know, it's Broadway, so there's always some sort of drama somewhere. It was supposed to be out in 2016, and then there was some snafuies, and it got.
Oh.
Mainly, I think, because they probably locked down the people they wanted for Jesus Christ Superstar. Gotcha. So they went ahead and got that one in first.
I still love that Alice Cooper was in that.
Right. He was everything as King Herod. Anyway, so then it got pushed to 2018, and now it's been pushed again to 2019. We haven't locked down a month yet, but supposedly Jennifer Lopez says that she's going to play Rosie.
J-Lo!
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Sure.
Okay, sure. Somebody does not care for J-Lo.
I'm not a big fan of Jenny from the Block, but, you know, whatevs.
To each their own.
It might be great. You know? I don't know.
So before we played that, though, what did we play? Love Makes the World Go Round, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
From Carnival. We kind of did it back-to-back. We just thought we wanted to get some more music
some
in
giggles.
Here. So, yeah. Why don't we go ahead and play this song by Jorda Brown?
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. ever I would leave you. How could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Oh, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you.
So that wasn't George Brown. That was Robert Goulet. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm terrible with names. But anyway, that was If Ever I Would Leave You from Camelot. Yay, Camelot.
Yay, good stuff.
So this past weekend, me and my family went to out of town.
Oliver.
Well, went to Oliver,
oh,
yeah.
Went to a
I was
place.
Manly, Nebraska. I was trying to think of the town.
Yes.
The Loft Theater up there. We have season tickets because that's just how cool we are.
But they never asked me to go.
No, because you're not part of the season tickets. Jeez, only the cool people get to go, Kelly. Oh, them fighting words. Anyway, we went to go see Oliver.
BFF.
It's actually one of my mom's favorites.
Yes.
Oliver, she loves it. Used to watch all the time when she was a kid. Loved it. It actually kind of renewed my, I guess, love for it. I really didn't, I don't know. I kind of felt stagnant about it, I guess. But loved the musical. It was good. It was really well casted. Yeah.
Awesome.
All of them were really good. Cried a little bit because that's, you know, that's how I judge if it's really good or not is if I cry. That's just, you know. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So tonight, Ashley, we're going to leave everybody with what?
As long as he needs me.
As long as he needs me by Georgia Brown, this time from the musical Oliver. We just want to tell everybody to have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Yes.
We are here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yes.
And you have listened tonight to me, Callie.
And me, Ashley.
And
me, David.
David.
I like and Penelope.
And Penelope. And Grandma Diane. And hopefully next Thursday I'm a little better put together. I'm sorry.
Hope so, because it's the 50s, yo.
I know.
You need
I know.
To be on your game.
I know. I'm very excited. So everybody, join in here next Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And this was Notes from the Stage.
Good night, everybody.
But all the same, I'll play this listening to KNNA.